artists Catherine Evans and Caroline Phillips' exhibition Birdhide and Bunker is showing until the 16th of June at M16 Art Space. And I'm delighted to be speaking to Catherine this afternoon. Hello, Catherine.
Oh, hello, Barbie. Thank you for having me on.
Catherine, it's an interesting concept there, the bunker and the bird hide as places that people hide in order to observe something on the outside. Tell us about the exhibition and how those ideas work through it.
The exhibition came together because recently, or over the last few years, I've been spending quite a bit of time around the western edge of Port Phillip Bay in Victoria, which is just near where I live. And it's a really interesting area because it's kind of a forgotten edge land of the city. So you get to the edge where the housing developments stop, but there's no farmland there. It's sort of this degraded, weed-infested land. And where there's no people, there's suddenly a whole lot of wildlife. So I've been specifically spending a lot of time at the Werribee Sewage Treatment Plant, of all places.
Fun.
which is actually, interestingly, a Ramsar protected wetland. And so they have bird hides built there. And, you know, obviously a really high nutrient content in the water, which attracts a lot of birds.
Yeah.
And it's a sanctuary of sorts there. And from spending time in that area, there's actually also sort of disused military bunkers in the same landscape. And so just from spending time there, I started to see an architecturally first similarity between the two structures.
And your work is photography and Caroline's is soft sculpture. Tell me how those two things work together within that theme.
It's actually really great. So I met Caroline a number of years ago now. We both studied together at the Victorian College of the Arts. And she has a really strong sculptural practice and makes these works using this industrial recycled cotton wadding. So it's really strongly textured fabric that's also really industrial, feels sort of, I don't know, like institutional or something like that. And she'd actually made these works where she was trying to create a sense of enclosure or claustrophobia in the gallery space using this heavy fabric. And she made this work and she called it Bunker. And I was already spending time in this area. And we had a few really interesting conversations and we thought, oh, well, actually, why not, you know, try and do a show together and actually put our work together? And this is the result of that.
So thematically, that works very well. What about in terms of the content of your work? Are you very much interested in the internal spaces or in the external spaces? Or is it the way that we see through one space into another?
I think the aspect that interests me most is the fact that these structures are built so that you're invisible inside. So it's like you're an observer but not a participant in the environment. So for me, it kind of is an extension of this idea that we walk around thinking that nature is something quite separate to us. So a bird hide, I mean, there's practical reasons to why it's built too, because, you know, if the birds see you, they're going to get a fright and they're going to fly off.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Or it, the same with the bunker. If, you know, the enemy sees you, you know, your life is in grave danger. It's sort of, I guess, a material, like a becoming of that idea of separateness between us and nature that really interests me.
And I guess in terms of the bunker, the wartime bunker, there's also all of those aspects of how we see other people that come into this work as well.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating space. And they also share the history that the bird hide originally was actually built for hunting as well. So today, I mean, there is still bird hunting which goes on, but primarily the bird hides you see at the edges of urban areas are just literally for observing. But they sort of share that same, I guess, the same route as the bunker.
There's a common history there.
Yeah, exactly.
Social history. Yeah. It sounds like a fascinating body of work for both of you. Have you found that the collaboration is one you want to continue in another theme?
Yeah, absolutely. Caroline and I have worked together on different projects for a number of years now, but this is the first one that's just been the two of us collaborating. Usually we've worked in a bigger group on different curated projects, and it feels nice. It feels really good. We work very well together. We're sort of on the same page making decisions, and also I enjoy the process of working with someone else, installing, you know, making decisions along the way too. It's a whole lot less stressful.
Yes,
when
it
you've
is.
Got a friend to talk through and make decisions as you're going through.
Yeah, it can be a little lonely process otherwise, being an artist.
Yeah, so in that respect, it's lots of fun.
Your show's up until the 16th of June. Will you be in the gallery at all that final weekend?
Yeah, I will be. And I think the gallery hours are 12 to 5.
12 to 5, they are, Wednesday to Sunday, that's right.
And I had, on the opening night, for me it's actually really exciting to have a show in Canberra, because obviously I'm a practising artist in Melbourne, but my hometown is Canberra, so it's a bit of a homecoming for me.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and also on the opening night I had some really interesting discussions with people, and when I come back up for the final weekend I'm actually going to bring my large format photography gear up with me and go and have a look at the Jerobomba wetlands, which are right near there.
Okay, killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Add to the series with a new local context.
Indeed, that will be terrific. Catherine, it's been lovely speaking to you. I hope that lots of people will come through, and especially on that last weekend, the 15th and 16th of June, when they can meet you. And can they meet Caroline as well?
Yeah, she will be up there on the final weekend too. So I'm not sure whether we'll both be there both Saturday and Sunday. We might be sharing. I should also say, in the space at M16 too, there's two other really great shows. There's Just Kidding by local artist Barak Selig, which is his drawings, very clever drawings, and also a really strong painting show in the other half of the gallery that we're in called Where Will the Children Play by Mark Rayner.
Always a lot of interesting things at M16, and it's terrific having so many gallery spaces in the one place, because people can indeed, you know, get bang for their buck as they go through. Catherine, lovely to talk to you, and all the best with this show and with your future ventures.
Great. Thank you very much, Barbie.